Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last week, you might have heard on Monday, we had Seth's mom on the air and my mom on the air at the same time.
Like dueling moms.
Dueling moms.
Yes.
Well, today we bring you...
Mom Bomb.
It's the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb with Dingo Drew and the Zoo Crew. Let's find out what's happening with my mom. What's up, Mom?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the first ever 5 o'clock Mom Bomb.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored.
Well, you should be. You're the part of the first 5 o'clock Mom Bomb because Seth is out sick today. Tell us what's new in the life of Drew's mom.
New in the life of Drew's mom? Nothing. What could be new? I live in the same house I've lived in for 38 years, married to the same man for 49 years. What could be new?
How about the fact that you need emergency hip replacement surgery?
It's not emergency.
My brother-in-law said it was emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
When are you getting it?
I don't know. I go to the doctor next Wednesday. It's not emergency.
Sounds like an emergency.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you getting around okay? Have you been mobile?
Yes.
Have you been doing your pool aerobics?
Yes, I have.
Good. I'm glad.
And most of the time, I'm fine. Every once in a while, I can't walk.
Well, that sounds like something serious to worry about, Mom.
Okay, you worry about it for me, okay?
I am going to. I will let you guess what I made for the very first time in my 46 years of existence in the crock pot last night.
What you made in the crock pot?
For the very first time. I've never made this on my own before. I've always bought it from the store or eaten yours.
Chicken cacciatore?
Incorrect. Ah. I made my own spaghetti sauce from scratch.
That's
yesterday.
What I was thinking, but I thought you made it once before.
Never have I made it, but yesterday I bought tomato paste, tomato sauce, crushed tomatoes, peeled tomatoes, threw all that crap in the crock pot, turkey sausage, ground turkey, boom, served it over gnocchi and cavatelli.
Oh no, was it wonderful?
It was amazing. The 5 o'clock Mom Bomb is in full effect.
Next, we'll be making chicken soup.
Chicken soup?
Yeah.
All right, what do you do with that? A little chicken broth, a little chicken?
There you go, carrots, celery, onion, garlic.
Final question, what is my mom having for dinner tonight?
We are having garlic, yogurt, baked chicken.
5 o'clock Mom Bomb! Garlic yogurt baked chicken! What? Garlic yogurt baked chicken?
It's good.
That sounds weird. What kind of yogurt? Like blueberry yogurt?
No. plain yogurt, okay. Like I always use.
Right.
With garlic, salt, and pepper, Parmesan cheese smeared on the chicken breast, put it in the oven for 45 minutes.
What kind of side dish are we having with that?
We are having broccoli, and I'm having sweet potato. Dad's having leftover risotto.
5 o'clock Mom Bomb! Leftover risotto! Does Dad not like sweet potatoes also?
He likes them, but he prefers risotto.
Ugh, sweet potatoes are so gross. Finally, what else should we know about Mom on the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb, Mom?
You should also know that... tomorrow I'm going to visit a sick friend and bring her lunch.
What are you
going
to bring her?
Chicken salad from Lenny's.
It's the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb! Does Lenny put raisins and apples in his chicken salad?
Not the one I'm getting. I'm getting the chicken, the dill chicken salad.
Jerk chicken salad?
Dill.
Oh, dill chicken salad. All right.
Yes.
Do they make dill pizza there at Lenny's? Because I heard he's got some nice dill dough. 5 o'clock Mom Bomb!
Chicken salad with... Well, you don't like nuts, but almonds and grapes are out of this world.
Hello, my taste buds have evolved since I was 9 years old. I eat handfuls of almonds every single day. I love nuts!
Congratulations, these nuts?
No, not these nuts. That's it. That's the end of the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb. Thanks, Mom.
Goodbye.
Love you.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
5 o'clock Mom Bomb. These nuts. Hello, you're on Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Sarah Herzig.
Who?
Sarah.
Oh, hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Do you think it's possible to love more than one person at a time?
I don't know, but I know my boyfriend was.
Your boyfriend was in love with more than one person?
Yep.
All right. Talk to me about this. Were you with him when this happened?
She shut it down.
I'm still with him.
Okay. Was he in love with someone else, or is he in love with someone else?
I think he was, and maybe is. He was in love with me and his best friend.
I'm sorry, his best friend, like guy?
No, a girl.
Okay. And were you okay with that?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
So he was cheating, and you thought, yeah?
He wasn't cheating. He wasn't doing anything with her, but...
Come on.
Before I came along... No. I mean, they had an inappropriate relationship.
Okay.
And...
Define inappropriate relationship.
She was doing some things for him, and they were cuddling and doing all the relationship stuff, providing emotional support for each other.
Right.
And I came in to the middle of that.
Uh-huh. But not sexual stuff, just emotional stuff, right?
Some sexual stuff.
Okay.
Oh, they just...
Little bit.
Yeah, I see what they were doing.
Little bit.
Well, she was doing some things for him, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
And you still decided to have a relationship with this guy.
Well, I didn't know what was going on at first, you know? It took me a little bit, and I kind of figured out what was going on, and it was denied, and it was denied, and then...
And then finally you admitted to it?
Yeah, once I was already invested in a relationship with him.
Right. And so you're with him still?
I'm with him still.
And do you think that he still loves her?
He loves her. He cares about her, but it's a friend thing.
Okay.
Right.
Do you feel like you could be in a polyamorous situation with both of them?
No. And that's the problem.
Well, I mean, why not? Don't you think you could love more than one person? You
should give it a try.
I don't think I could love her.
But could you love him enough to know that he's never going to love just you?
No, it has to be just me. Actually, we also have a relationship. Do you know what a cuckold is?
Whoa, this is taking a turn.
Took a weird turn there. That's a dude who gets off on his wife banging a dude in front of him, right?
Yeah. So he's one of those. So we can go that way, but I don't go the other way.
Whoa.
Hold the phone.
I'm confused.
So he gets off on other dudes banging you.
Yes.
And he doesn't consider that cheating, but you won't let him get it on with the other chick a little bit.
No, and I never agreed to that. And I've been nothing but straightforward and honest from the beginning.
You're greedy. You're
a
pig.
Wait a minute. I think you might be a little greedy. So you're allowed to...
I mean, we talk about swinging and stuff like that. Something like that I'd be okay with.
Right, but until that happens, other dudes just bang you in front of him.
Wait, she says she's cool with swinging, so why not hook up with the chick that he's in love with?
Yeah.
Because I'm not okay with the deeper relationship stuff. I'm okay with the casual.
It's already happening.
Yeah, be cool with that. No. Why not? Like, you get to bang dudes in front of
that. She's okay with the casual sex stuff.
And it's not generally in front of him.
Not
it's just
generally.
I do. It's not. It's just something I do, and then we talk about later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, this is even.
So just we're on the same Springer page here. You're allowed to bang other dudes away from him and tell him about it, and that's okay. But
that
he's not allowed to.
Better.
But he's not allowed to have an emotionally supportive relationship with the girl because that makes you feel threatened.
he can have the friendship with her, but not the emotional girlfriend. I'm his girlfriend. I provide the emotional support.
Okay, deal.
but what if he needs some emotional support that you're not providing, and he can only find that from the other girl?
He can have his friendship. You know, you're allowed to have friends, and you get something from them, mm-hmm. but... if you have to pick a woman, it needs to be me,
This is a good thing, except for the other thing she does with the guys.
Now, do you get it okayed from him before you go bang another dude, or you just tell him about it afterwards?
It depends. You know, sometimes I tell him about it before. Sometimes I just tell him about it after.
And he's like, tell me more.
Better.
Do you get it okayed with the dude? Like, does he know that you got a man waiting at home who's going to hear about your sexual encounter, or is it just some random dude?
Sometimes. It depends. It's more fun for my boyfriend if the guy doesn't know.
This isn't common, is it?
I would not think so.
No, it is pretty common. It is. When I used to be on dating sites and stuff, I get hit up by guys with this all the time. I don't know why they're attracted to me, but
so
I've heard about it a lot.
So it's just so we're on the same page. You're out at a bar, okay? And I'm at the bar too. And I see you and you're an attractive girl. And I think, man, there's a pretty attractive girl. So I stroll up on you. I go, hello, relatively attractive girl. And you go, hello, disgusting man. And I say, may I buy you enough drinks to where I appear passable to you? And you say, I don't know if they have that much liquor here. So I have vats and vats of alcohol imported to the point where you're so inebriated that you might find me sexually attractive. Then I say, hey, why don't we take this little party back to my apartment? And by apartment, I mean backseat of my Volvo. So then before I bang you or anything, you don't feel the need to tell me, hey, listen, I got a man at home and it's really hot for me to tell him all the details of this. You're just going to let me bang you and think that you're unattached?
Yeah.
But what happens when I want a little bit more?
I think we both know that it was only a one-night thing.
I need a little bit more. I'm a little clingy. I don't want it to be a one-night thing.
One-night
thing. You're
too.
Awesome. We talked about the same kind of movies and music, and I feel a connection with you. You don't want me to feel all cheap and used.
But you will.
So how often are you doing this?
Not that often. I don't know. When it comes up. I mean, I like spending time with my boyfriend, so... I don't do it all the time, but if the mood strikes me, then I'll go do it.
That is something else. What are you hot? Would you describe yourself as attractive?
Yeah, I'm attractive.
Okay. What celebrity would you say you look like?
I don't know. Oh, that I get that Amanda Seyfried girl.
Hold on 1 second. Let me Google.
That's what people say I look like.
Googling Amanda Seyfried real quick.
Amanda. Yeah, who's that?
Oh. Nikki, is that Amanda Seyfried or is that the girl on the phone right now?
The girl on the phone.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh. So that that guy on the left with the beard and the mustache, is that your man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like the type.
He does. Like, I'm not judging, but that looks like the type of guy who would like to hear about your sexual encounters with other dudes.
Man, I'll never get that one.
Me either, but good luck to you, I suppose. Someone on the Twitter just said, in the polyamorous community, she is what is known as a slut. she's poly.
Whatever. I like to have fun. You don't call men the dude a slut.
I do.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Let's get Randall online with us. Danielle, is he ready and good to go?
He's ready.
All right. It's up on our Facebook right now, facebook.com/TheMorningX.
We're assuming that you've seen it.
Right. If you haven't seen it yet, we played a little clip for you last break about the Honey Badger narration that Randall does. And when we had the opportunity to interview this guy about the book that he wrote, we thought, man, we got to do this. So let's get him on. Randall, what's happening, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
Things are going real well, man. How's your day so far?
So far, so good. Thank you so much.
No problem whatsoever. My partner, Seth, a question for Randall, better known as the Honey Badger Dude.
Randall, I was reading how you came about this idea and why you wanted to do it. When did the Honey Badger video, when did it really take off?
You know, it's so funny. So my assistant and a friend that I've known for forever, he basically called me up knowing that I have this, you know, I basically think I have a real wonderful talent of narration.
You do.
Ever since I was a little boy, I've just been narrating things. Everything that I can see, I've just been narrating. So he calls me up one night last year, And he says, you're not going to believe this video. Come on over. So I go over to his house, and I said, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And just the way that it's edited and it's cut is just amazing, and the animal itself is crazy. It doesn't care. It's doing whatever the hell it wants. And so I said, you know what? Let's do this. So he records me, and we just put it out there just to see what would happen, and it just caught on fire. I mean, I really wasn't expecting it. And to me, I'm just happy because it's bringing attention to an animal whose species, frankly, is threatened right now. So this is just marvelous to bring attention to this animal.
Well,
it's amazing.
Here's what you've also done, Randall. Now every office, every group of people, they've got a honey badger. Walking down the hall, some sales guy who doesn't even do anything, he's the honey badger of our cluster. Look what you've done.
Yeah, I know. Listen, everyone inside of them has their inner honey badger. And that's why it's getting all these views, because people get it. You know, people watch it, and they get it. They relate to it. You know, it's just like, I don't care either. This is crazy. I don't have to take this. I pass out. I'm going to eat some potato chips, watch the rest of this game, and pass out.
My favorite thing in the world is to pick up a book that looks like a children's book because it's in a nice little colorful scheme and a font and all that, and then to pick it up and read the line, this honey badger's vicious as f- and will bite your b- off. It doesn't get much better than that in my world, nor in my 8-year-old son's. What are some other animals that that are really personal highlights of yours? In addition to the honey badger, Randall, what are your favorites?
Well, you know, in addition to the honey badger, I love the sloth, of course.
The slow-ass sloth,
right. I think they make great pets.
Yep.
You know, all you have to do is feed them some leaves, and they just sit there and do nothing. You know, they take their time.
Sure.
I love the fact that they come down from their trees to take weekly poops. I love the eye-eye. To me, they're crazy. These little guys are crazy. It looks like Don Knotts slept with a bat. Seriously.
Oh,
yeah. Unbelievable.
I just held up the picture to Seth. That is a freaky thing.
That's a freaky little thing. And, you know, the people of Madagascar, you know, they're from Madagascar. They're freaked out by them. And they're endangered, too, because they're just killed by humans because they're deemed, listen to this, these people in Madagascar think that whenever they see them that they're the messengers of the Grim Reaper.
Oh, my.
Because they have these middle fingers that are very long, and if they point their finger at you, they say, it means you're going to die. So they kill them. And it's just crazy.
We're speaking to Randall, the author of Honey Badger Don't Care. Ew, what the hell is that? Randall's Guide to Crazy, Nasty-Ass Animals.
Hey, Randall, what kind of ideas were pitched to you after the Honey Badger video blew up that you just thought were terrible, that you would not have any part of?
Oh, goodness. Seriously?
Yes.
One of the worst was Sarah. I got a message from Sarah Palin's camp wanting me to narrate a pro Sarah Palin video. No jokes. And I said, listen, I'll do a Sarah Palin video, but I don't know if it's going to be pro Sarah Palin. And I never heard from them again.
Oh, my God. You should still you should still take the bull by the horns and do that Sarah Palin video, put it up on the YouTubes, and I guarantee you that's a million hits guaranteed.
I mean, there were just some things like that and just, I don't know, there were some weird things. I can't even recall. There were just definitely some odd requests. You know, obviously, like, I would get a ton of messages at first from other YouTubers that just wanted to send me wacky stuff.
Sure.
You know, hey, it's me playing video games. You wanna narrate that? It's just like, oh, boy, I don't know. You know, people want me to narrate this and that, and it's, you know, listen, you know, I've had so many requests to narrate people's lives, and I said, are you serial? You really want me to narrate life? You're crazy.
I think it would be the greatest thing in the world if Randall turned out to be this hunking picture of heterosexuality who, like, nailed every famous actress in Hollywood. But I'm kind of feeling, Randall, that might not be the case.
That's just nasty talk.
Randall, thank
crazy.
You.
Crazy. Look, this is Drew and Seth. Look how crazy these guys are. Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you both. Thank you for having me on. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you, Randall.
Did he just end the interview with a good morning?
He did. I've never heard an interview ended with good morning,
I've
everyone.
Heard it once. Do you know, Seth?
I do.
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a hint. Is it in the world of sports?
It's in another person who has a flamboyant kind of personality similar to Randall's that we had on the show a long time ago.
That
in fact, it might have even been before me. I don't think I was here yet.
Flavor Flav.
No.
Yeah, it was Flavor Flav.
Was it?
Flavo Flav ended the interview with good morning.
Okay, I was thinking of Richard Simmons.
Oh, he probably did also.
Another flamboyant individual. Yes. Damn it. The only reason I said Flavo Flav is because Seth just told me right before the break that he ended the interview with good morning as well.
Dude, that was a great last question.
Thank you. And that's how I will do it. I will never say, are you a homo? But I'll do it in a funny kind of way where it's like, it would be funny if you were nailing every starlet in Hollywood, but I get the feeling that's not the case. Because that way, it's a lighthearted way to say, hey, dude, we know what you're all about. And he loved it. He's like, you're crazy. This Drew and Seth are crazy.
Did we promote Randall's book at all?
Yeah, I mentioned it a couple times in the interview.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Absolutely. And thanks again to Randall. That the interview will be up on our website within, I would say, a couple hours or so.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.